What if the AI tools you're betting your practice on right now could quietly disappear or change on you before your patients ever see the benefit? That's not paranoia. That's the reality of where healthcare technology is headed in 2026. Here's what's happening. Governments worldwide are appointing dedicated AI ministers, senior officials in Israel, the UK, and beyond, whose entire job is winning the global AI race. When policy moves at that level, healthcare regulations, documentation standards, and reimbursement models follow fast. Gary S. Christensen, MD, PC, is already thinking through what this means for patient relationships. You should be too, because the practices that understand this shift now won't be scrambling to catch up later. First, AI governance is now a healthcare issue. Full stop. When countries formalize AI leadership at the ministerial level, clinical practice gets caught in the downstream current. Physicians who see it coming can position strategically. Those who don't will be reacting. And reactive is never a winning posture in medicine. Second, Wall Street is starting to question the AI investment cycle. A recent BBC Business Daily discussion following Alphabet and Tesla earnings asked whether the financial returns justify the massive capital being deployed. For physicians, this is critical. When finance pressure mounts on tech companies, product roadmaps compress, support slips, and vendors pivot. If your practice is built around a specific AI tool, you need to think like a long-term investor, not an early adopter chasing novelty. Third, NVIDIA's 2026 performance tells the real story. Up roughly 11% year to date, beating the NASDAQ and S&P 500, yet modest against its three-year annualized return of 67%. That's not failure. That's maturation. The AI hype cycle is normalizing into something more durable, which is actually great news for physicians. Practical implementation is replacing frenzied promises. The tools are getting more reliable, more useful, and more worth trusting. Here's your action item. Before you renew or adopt any AI tool in your practice, ask one question. Does this serve my patients first? Or does it serve the vendor's roadmap? Print that question out. Put it on your desk. Let it guide every technology decision you make this quarter. Trust isn't something technology gives you. It's something you build, one interaction at a time. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want to go deeper, claim your free copy of my ebook, The Ninth Disruption, at agentmidas.xyz. Start your free trial there too. AI-generated content like this, every single morning, for your business.